Governor Newsom, Donald Trump wants civil war for white supremacy. By Neil Monroe on January 16, 2026. President Donald Trump and the Department of Homeland Security are trying to start a civil war for white supremacy. California Governor Gavin Newsom told reporters as Democrats escalate their rhetoric to prevent the enforcement of federal law in Democrat-controlled Minnesota. "He's trying to stoke a civil war in this country," he said, adding, "It's a disgrace what he is doing in Minneapolis. It's a disgrace what his DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is putting out. Very intentionally stoking tensions. White supremacy being promoted. None of this is normal and it cannot be normalized." Roughly 700,000 Americans, and the sitting president, were killed in the U.S. Civil War. That is the equivalent of 6 million dead in the United States' 2026 population of roughly 320 million. Newsom is already running for the Democrats' 2028 presidential nomination and is trying to build support among the party's chaotic array of diverse, pro-migration activists. Newsom did not explain why the enforcement of the nation's border laws encourages white supremacy. His incendiary rhetoric comes amid proliferating threats of violence by the Democrats' supporters. Democrats are escalating their rhetoric against the enforcement of the nation's immigration laws as deputies for President Donald Trump expose the connections between migration, taxpayer fraud, and the Democrat Party's local machines in Minnesota, California, Illinois, and other states. "In Minnesota, for example, we believe that Governor Tim Walz didn't just know about it, that he may be complicit in it as well," Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem told a gaggle of reporters at the White House on Thursday. The Democrat governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, responded to a journalist's incendiary claims of a Trump invasion of states, saying, "Well, that's exactly right. I think you've characterized it exactly properly." Pritzker is also expected to run for the 2028 nomination. On Friday, African-born Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Indian-born Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, led a group of other Democrats at a Minnesota hearing in the state, titled "Kidnapped and Disappeared, Trump's Deadly Assault on Minnesota." "This is the behavior of a paramilitary force operating outside the bounds of law," Ilhan claimed. "People have been indiscriminately shoved in the streets, pushed into oncoming traffic and nearly hit by buses," she added. "At a time of intense trauma and terror for Minnesotans, are being subjected to the lawlessness and violence of ICE and Border Patrol agents," said Jayapal, who favor mass migration into Americans' workplaces and housing. "What is happening in Minnesota is a pattern that is dangerous to every single person in America. Because if they can erode the rights of some, they can do it to you," she said. "No one is safe. This is about sowing chaos on the streets of Minneapolis," claimed Minneapolis Jacob Frey told the panel, echoing the Democrats' 2026 campaign theme of Trump chaos. He added, "They have taken people out of their cars to detain them on major streets, left the car running, not in park. Car rolls down the streets, we've had small children that have been damaged by the inhalation of some form of gas. We've had loose dogs that were left unattended in the streets after ICE arrested and drove away with its own. This is not making Minneapolis safer. This is not about safety. Trump's enforcement in Minneapolis is unjustified, unconstitutional, damages our state, and interferes with our sovereignty," claimed State Attorney General Keith Ellison. The Democrats' escalating rhetoric encourages many threats of violence by their supporters.